Cincinnati is a city that sings, and the newest addition to the choral scene is No Promises, who are making their area debut on December 17th. Joining me are founder Joshua Steele and member Charlie Harper. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
And the first thing I do have to state is that this Charlie Harper is not related to the visual artist. You don't mind my saying that?
No, not a bit.
Okay.
Not a
bit. Josh, tell us about how this group got started. You all are veteran singers.
Yeah, I'm kind of a lifelong a cappella singer and ended my last a cappella group in 2008. And I've kind of been itching to put something together. And I decided to go ahead and go for it. And I had met over the past 7 years a series of singers that just had really excellent chops. And so with a few specific guys in mind, I went out and had an audition. I met Charlie Harper at that audition. He came out cold. But it combines sort of people from different parts of my life. So I guess the genesis of this for me goes back to high school. There's a fellow called David Baum, who was a high school buddy of mine. We sang in a barbershop quartet at King's Island in the late 90s, entertaining people when they're waiting in line for the Beastie and such. And David went to Michigan University, and then went on to New York, had an awesome career in Broadway and in film, and has just come back. And so I thought, here's a guy I want to sing with. So between he, some friends from college, and some new friends I've met over the past several years, we've put together a pretty awesome group, I think.
And Charlie, how did you find out about No Promises?
Well, Facebook, ultimately. A friend of mine from high school had tagged the audition post for another friend, showed up in my feed, and I said, a cappella, good people singing, absolutely, I want in.
What's your background in a cappella singing?
I have none. I've done a wide variety of choral work, but hadn't done anything a cappella per se, and it was an opportunity to work with good musicians in a genre that I hadn't touched in the past.
Who are the other members of the group?
The group spans across Ohio and Northern Kentucky, mm-hmm. I should say. So from Northern Kentucky, we have Jeff Grooms, who's a salon owner, and he's a 15-year veteran of the May Festival Chorus and kind of local theater guy. We also have, from Dayton, John Slate, who's a church music director, organist, guitarist, bass player, a tremendous musician, a jazz musician. And his good buddy and mine, Adam Wheeler, lives in Miamisburg. Adam is a professional percussionist, plays at a lot of the musical theater pits in town, plays all over the country, all over the world. We're really lucky to have him. And then from up north, from the hinterlands, Matt Croy from Findlay, Ohio, sings bass for us. He's a property manager up there. And then another good buddy of mine, Mike Robertson from the Marysville area outside of Columbus. And he is, during the day, a middle school principal. So I imagine it's nice for him to cut out of work and come take a load off.
One of the big challenges of this kind of singing and being in a choral group myself, I know that a cappella singing is very challenging because it's not just intonation, it's hearing each other and getting that blend. So how long have you been together as a group rehearsing? It's one thing to have auditions, it's another thing to put this group
together. You're absolutely right. And, you know, as Charlie mentioned, he hadn't sung a cappella music before in a dedicated fashion. And that's what's really cool about this group. All these guys have really disparate backgrounds, but we all universally love this kind of music. And it's been about a year. We've been working at it about 11 months. Mm-hmm. And the group we have now is not entirely the group we had in January. We've gone through some different configurations, but it takes a long time rehearsing, absolutely, to get that, the blend and the color and the style and the feel that you want.
Charlie, you said that this was your first experience doing a cappella singing. What was it like jumping into the cold water?
I didn't find it cold. I love it. It's been a good match, a good fit. All of the things that I learned years and years ago, singing with the May Festival, singing with the opera company, all those things are coming back, and I need to change the vowel placement on that or blend better here or there. And it's been sometimes slower than I hoped to bring all that back and get it where I want. But it's been a good adventure from start to finish.
And that's another interesting thing about a cappella, right, is you have to have that kind of choral discipline. We've all sung in choirs in high school. Some of us lucky enough to sing with the boy choir, the May Festival, or what have you. That discipline with vowels and cutoffs and things, but also the ability to turn around and sing pop, sing a lead line you hear on the radio, and to be able to sell that. You got to wear a lot of hats to have a successful a cappella group.
Who does your arranging?
I do a lot of it. We're lucky to have a lot of very qualified musicians, music school graduates. So at this concert we have coming up, we'll sing a piece by Mike Robertson, we'll sing a piece by Adam Wheeler, and we'll also sing some published works that we've kind of culled from the library.
Well, thank you for that segue. You do have these two concerts coming up, and what's on the program?
We're offering a concert called An Acapella Christmas, and it's going to be a blend of both Christmas and sort of popular work. On the Christmas side, we're going to have some sacred tunes, O Holy Night, Silent Night, and The Bleak Midwinter, including some audience participation. Don't be scared away. And then we'll also sing some sort of secular Christmas tunes. This Christmas by Donny Hathaway, a tune we just started working on. It's going to be pretty cool. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And then on the popular side, we do a wide range of tunes, sort of adult contemporary, jazz, Motown. So we've got an arrangement of I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. We'll be singing Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder, The Biggest Part of Me by Ambrosia. So you're going to get a lot of different styles and a lot of enjoyable music, I hope.
And what are the locations? You've got two different locations.
Yeah. So our first show will be the 17th, Thursday, December 17th, 7:30 at Community of the Good Shepherd, Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Montgomery on Kemper Road. And that concert will have a free reception afterwards. So if you're in the recepting mood, come on down. And then Friday, December 18th, 7:30 at New Thought Unity Center in East Walnut Hills. And I should say, if you've not been to the New Thought Unity Center, it is a cool space, early 20th century space. Awesome acoustics, and we're kind of licking our chops to get in there.
And both performances are free. Not only is the reception free, the performances are free.
It doesn't get any more friendly than this. It's a free show. It's an hour long. It's family friendly. There is literally nothing you can say. No excuse you could make to not come to this show.
What about your plans for the future? You come from different parts of the state, so getting together for rehearsals must pose something of a challenge.
It did for a long time, particularly early as we were trying to bring people in, but we finally found a time that works every week for everybody, and barring illness or injury, Tuesday nights, we're together and we're singing.
In Dayton, so us Cincinnati guys are schlepping up, the northern guys are schlepping down. I should also mention, 7 of the 8 of us are dads, and so when the kid falls and hits her head or various other catastrophes, we're there, but making up the time next week.
I do have to ask, who thought up the name and why the name? Should we come in thinking, well, no promises how this is going to turn out?
Well, it does set the bar nice and low, right? I think that came organically out of rehearsal. You know, everybody ready to start this, run a particular tune, and David said, all right, I'll do the best I can, but no promises, and kind of stuck.
Thank you so much. Joshua Steele and Charlie Harpers are members of the new ensemble, No Promises. They are an a cappella group, and they offer 2 free performances on December 17th and 18th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby, sweet surrender, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm all yours. Here I am, baby, return to sender, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm all yours.
Oh, I don't want to stay.
Jane, 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 Jane.
I could be a broken man.
Jane, 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 Jane.
Here I am. With your future, got your future, baby.
Sweet surrender, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm all yours.
Here I am, baby.
Return to sender, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. I'm all yours.
I don't want to foolish day.
Jane, 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 Jane,